Democratic Senator Carl Levin of Michigan is the senior Democrat on the Senate Armed Services Committee. In January, when the Democrats assume control of the Senate, he will become the chairman, and he joins us by phone right now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Once again, Senator Levin. From what you have seen of the Iraq Study Group's report, or from as much of it as you've been able to read, is your reaction positive, mixed, or you need to study it some more?
No, it's positive. It's obviously a call for a change of direction, and Secretary Baker was very explicit, and you just heard him say that the state of course solution is no longer viable. That's what we've been arguing for about a year, urging on the president for a year, at least, that his state of course repetition is, of policy is simply not working. It's not successful, and he ought to change course. So that is the major point of this report.
You and other senators were at the White House today. Would you say that President Bush's reaction to the study group's report was as enthusiastic as yours?
More cautious, I would say. He says he welcomes it. However, he thinks it's good work. But what he did not, of course, embrace were any of the specific suggestions in terms of what they actually proposed here, which is, for instance, that all combat brigades, not necessary for certain limited purposes, could be out by 2008, first quarter of 2008. Now, that is pretty close to what we offered the Senate, we Democrats, back in June, where we said that the president should tell the Iraqis that they've got to take control of their own destiny. We can't save them from themselves, and that we were going to begin to withdraw forces from Iraq within 4 to 6 months. That's pretty close, it seems to me, to what this study group is proposing.
That's my question to you. It's pretty close. Is it close enough that for now implementation of the Baker-Hamilton recommendations would suffice, so far as you're concerned, as opposed to the specific term of 4 to 6 months?
Well, it's so close. We would want to talk to Baker and to Hamilton, which we will tomorrow morning in an open session, get their answers to that and a lot of other questions. But I would say it's generally in the right direction, and it's so important that we change the course. The course that we're on just simply has not been effective. We're going to have to put a lot of responsibility on the Iraqis. The political decisions by the Iraqis have to be made. There's no military solution here. There's no end of violence. And even their prime minister has admitted this, unless the politicians in Iraq come together, that they're not going to be able to end the violence. So this report reinforces those points, and it seems to me that that's what I want to focus on rather than going after any specifics, being short of what I would call for at this point, at least.
For the past several months, we've heard many, many people say, let's wait to hear what Baker and Hamilton say. Over the next coming months, are we going to hear lots of people on the Hill say, implement Baker-Hamilton, implement the Iraq Study Group
report?
Yeah,
I think so.
Follow those 79 recommendations.
Well, it's not going to be implement every one of the 79. I doubt that anybody has yet read all 79 other than the people on the committee themselves. If anyone on the Hill says right now to implement all 79, it's premature. And I doubt that anybody will sign up to all 79 after we've read them. But the main point of this is that we have got to tell the Iraqis that we are going to begin to redeploy our forces. And it could happen at any time, as Baker assured us this morning. That is the message that they've got to hear. That is so critical to the success in Iraq. If we have any possibility of achieving success, the Iraqis have got to be forced, basically, to take control of their own country.
Apart from the prescriptive dimension of this report, how important is it to have a description of what's going on in Iraq in the way that this bipartisan group has described it?
Oh, I think it's critically important that we finally have some honesty, straightforward assessment of what's going on in Iraq. This is the second blow in 2 days to the policy of stay the course. Yesterday, when Secretary of Defense to be Gates gave us honest answers about all of the problems in Iraq and that we're not winning in Iraq, that was a very clear, strong statement.
Of course, the White House says they haven't been saying stay the course for several weeks.
Well, that's true. But they've been saying it basically until the last few weeks, and they have not said that they want to change the course. They have not used the words which Baker said today, which is that we've got to change the course. But that, without getting too finicky about specific words. The general direction of the administration now, it seems to me, is going to have to change if we're going to listen to this bipartisan report.
Well, Senator Levin, thank you very
much.
Senator Carl Levin, Democrat of Michigan.